This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, everyone. My name is Robert Harris, and I am here alone today. Usually, my good friend Robert Shoemaker is with me, so it's Robert and Robert. And today, you just have Robert, so you don't have to go Robert and Robert. And I'm going to talk about mindfulness. Robert and I, we try to every week bring you some information that will just encourage your heart to say, I am who I say I am and who I want to be and who I dream I will be. And today I am going to be me in all of its fullness. And today we're going to be talking about a condition that a lot of people, well, a lot more people are beginning to embrace and announce and address. And they call it mindfulness. And it's simply being in the presence of who you are, recognizing that you are a human being, recognizing that you are meant to soar and not just simply creep along and not be kicked to the curb. And so I'm going to be reading from a book, and I got this recommendation from the library. I wanted to read about mindfulness, and I went to the library. And I asked the librarian here in Cincinnati, tell me or show me or give me some books or recordings on mindfulness. And he was a young guy. He's in his late 30s. And I call him young because I am in my late 70s. I'll never ever see 77 again unless there's a one in front of it. And he said, yeah, I've got a great book for you. Have you ever heard of Where Ever You Go, There You Are? And I said, no, I've never heard of it. He said it's the best book he's ever read on mindfulness. And so he got it for me out of the library's collection. I am still in the process of reading it. It's a paperback, and I went and got a bookmark for it, I had one. I have several bookmarks all over the house. And I got one, and it's just called This Is Great. And the whole book is called The National Bestseller, Wherever You Go, There You Are. Mindfulness Meditation in Everyday Life by Jon Kabat-Zinn, Z-I-N-N. And on the back, it has some descriptions of what I'm going to be reading to us. The time-honored national awareness with a new format by the celebrated producer and director. And in this book, we want to meet the most interesting person you will ever know. Let Jon Kabat-Zinn introduce you to you. Nowhere else in the literature of meditation can you find so simple and concentrated path to yourself. Norman Lear, television producer, Los Angeles. That's what he said. Another person says, this book shines with the exquisite simplicity and straightforwardness Jon Kabat-Zinn literally. Meditation is not something we do, but something we live. Jon Kabat-Zinn points the way to to this living spirit when wherever you go, there you are, was first published in 1994. No one could have predicted that the book would launch itself into a bestseller. Wow. And we're going to start it today. It's a whole book. It's about an inch thick, paperback. And I'm going to read you some of the chapter listings, and then we're going to start on the book. Part one. The bloom of the pleasant moment, of the present moment. Sometimes I can't talk. What is mindfulness? Simple, but not easy. Stopping. This is it. Capturing your moments. Keeping the breath in your mind. Practice, practice, practice. Practice does not mean rehearsal. You don't have to go out of your way to practice. Waking up, keeping it simple. You can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. Can anybody meditate and praise of non-doing? The non-doing paradox. Non-doing in action. Doing non-doing. Patience. Letting go. Non-judgment. Trust. Generosity. You have to be strong enough to be weak. Voluntary simplicity. Concentration. Vision. Meditation develops full human beings. Practice. As a patch. Meditation. Not to be confused with positive thinking. Going inside. Part two. The heart, a practice. Setting meditation. Taking your seat. Dignity. Posture. What to do with your hands. Coming out of meditation. How long to practice? No right way. A what is my way meditation? The mountain meditation. the lake meditation, walking meditation, standing meditation, lying down meditation, getting your body down on the floor at least once a day. No practicing is practicing. Loving kindness meditation, part 3. In the spirit of mindfulness, sitting by fire, harmony, early morning, direct contact. Is there anywhere else you would like to tell me? Is there anything else you would like to tell me? Your own authority. Wherever you go, there you are. Going upstairs, cleaning the stove while listening to Bobby McFerrin. What is my job on the planet? With a capital J. Interconnectedness, non-harming, karma, wholeness, and oneness. Eachness and suchness. What is this? Selfing, anger, cat food lessons, parenting as practice, parenting too, some pitfalls along the path. Is mindfulness spiritual? Aftermath. Mindfulness meditation practice CDs that we can get. So that's what we're going to be reading. Now I'm reading the introduction. Guess what? When it comes right down to it, wherever you go, there you are. Whatever you wind up doing, that's what you wound up doing. Whatever you are thinking right now, that's what your mind is on. Whatever has happened to you, it has already happened. The important question is, how are you doing? How are you going to handle it? In your own words, now what? Like it or not, this moment is all we really have to work with. Yet, will too easily conduct our lives as if forgetting momentarily that we are here. Here we already are. And that we are in what we are already in. In every moment, we find ourselves at the crossroads of here and now. But when we cloud, for when the cloud of forgetfulness over where we are now sets in that way, very moment, we get lost. Now what becomes the real problem? By lost, I mean that we momentarily lose touch with ourselves and with the full extent of our possibilities. Instead, we fall into a robot-like way of seeing and thinking and doing. In those moments, we break contact with what is deepest in ourselves and affords us perhaps our greatest opportunities for creativity, learning, and growing. If we are not careful, those clouded moments can stretch out and become most of our lives. To allow ourselves to be truly in touch with where we already are is To allow ourselves to be truly in touch with where we already are, comma, no matter where that is, comma, we have got to pause. Experience long enough to let the present moment sink in long enough to actually feel the present moment, to see it in its fullness, to hold it in awareness, and therefore come to know and understand it better. Only then can we accept the truth of this moment of our life, learn from it, and move on. Instead, comma, it often seems as if we are preoccupied with the past and what has already happened, or with a future that hasn't happened yet. We look for someplace else to stand, where we hope things will be better, happier, more the way we want them to be, or the way they used to be. Most of the time, we are only partially aware of this inner tension. If we are aware of it at all, what is more, we are also partially aware at best of exactly where we are and what we are doing. And this is the first part of this. This is a really good book. I am buying this book. I was so happy with what little I read in it that I said, I need to read it and then reread it and then reread it. Because it's just something that is out there and I need to really get it into my head of where it is and where we are and why am I doing it. And I just encourage all of you to take this trip with me because I will bring this book back more and more. And we're going to read as much of it as we can. In fact, if we can, we'll read the whole book. Because it's one that you read and you reread and you study it and you repeat it and you study it and you just simply get more and more into it. Most of the time, we are only partially aware of this inner tension, if we are aware of it at all. What is more, we are always only partially aware, at best, of exactly what we are doing. And in the where in our lives we are, and the effects our actions, and more soberly, our thoughts have on what we see and don't see, what we do and don't do. For instance, we usually fall quite unaware into assuming that what we are thinking, the ideas and opinions that we harbor at any given time are the truth about what is out there in the world and in here in our minds. Most of the time, it just isn't so. We pay a high price for this mistake and unexamined assumption. For one, for our almost willful ignoring of the richness of our present moments. The fallout accumulates silently, coloring our lives without our knowing it, or being able to do anything about it. We may never quite be where we actually are, never quite touch the fullness of our possibilities. Instead, we lock ourselves into a personal fiction that we already know who we are, and that we know what we are, and where, and what we are doing, that we know what is happening, all the while reminding and remaining enclouded in thoughts, fantasies, and impulses, mostly about the past and about the future, about what we want and like, and what we fear and don't like, which points out where we are. This book you have in your hands is about waking up from such dreams and from the nightmares they often bring to us, not knowing what we are, and even what our dreams are. The Buddhists called ignorance our mindfulness, or mindfulness. The Buddhists call ignorance our mindfulness. Being in touch with that, of what is not, not knowing, is called mindfulness. The work of waking up from those dreams is the work of mindfulness. The systematic cultivation of wakefulness, of presence-mindedness. This wakening up goes hand in hand with what we might call wisdom, a seeing more deeply into cause and effects, and the ridding of assumptions, so that we are no longer caught in a dream-dominated reality of our own creation. To find our way, we will need to pay more attention to those moments, to this moment. It is the only thing that we have in which we live, grow, feel, and change. We will need to become more aware of and take precautions against this incredible pull of the past and future. And we will finish up this part just in a second. And we will see each other again in about a week. And we will read on some more. And this book is also available on CD. Like I said, I have ordered this book for me. In fact, I ordered one for my brother, who is younger than I am. He's my younger brother. And we're going to be looking at this. And I'm going to be bringing you those thoughts. But this is a beautiful, beautiful book. And we have not even begun to do the service of this book. But we're not quite past part one yet. But I will join you again in just about a week, and we will read some more. Wherever you go, there you are. Mindfulness meditation in everyday life. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening. Look forward to reading it. And of course, you can get a copy of this from the public library. And it's also in recorded form. So I will see you next week. I will in for now, and you go on, and don't be afraid, because wherever you go, there you are. Thanks for joining and listening. Take care. Peace be unto you. Bye-bye.